What's up, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm here with Brianna Flores, a cheerleader, a senior cheerleader for the Carlsbad High School. So how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. So I would like to ask you a couple of questions, basic questions on cheerleading to start off, and then we'll get into the more, the deeper level on cheerleading. But how did you get started in cheerleading?
I was in kindergarten, and this lady did my mom's nails, and she said, "Why don't you put her on my team?" So she picked me up, and ever since then, I kind of fell in love. So I did it every year since kindergarten.
And so how has your skill level changed from then to now? I mean, obviously you're more coordinated and things like that, but have you been in the same position, or has it evolved?
I feel like dancing wise, I have better technique, like hand place movement and stuff. I can follow the beat more, but I've always been a flyer, so that's been pretty cool. But as the years go by, I learn different stunts and how to make myself feel more lighter to my bases, I guess.
And how do you do that? Make yourself feel lighter?
You got to lock your knees out. You got to suck all your breath in, keep your shoulders up, and I guess just really trust your bases because it's all in them.
What is the most important part of practice for a flyer?
You always got to be aware of what you're doing and paying attention, because if you don't know what you're doing or you don't pay attention, you hurt your bases. So you always got to pay attention to your surroundings, I guess.
Okay, so we've all seen on the internet a few disasters that have happened in cheerleading and as being a flyer. Have you had anything like that happen to you?
When I was little, they tried to stunt me and they did this flip and they landed me on my back and I got the breath knocked out of me, but other since then, all through middle school and high school, I've never really had a bad fall. Oh, I broke my ankle freshman year, but that wasn't in front of anybody, so it wasn't that bad.
And how'd you do that?
We were doing a backflip stunt, and when I did a backflip, we just said, just land on your feet, which was probably really stupid, because then when I landed on my feet, we all got tangled and I couldn't move, so when I fell, my ankle stayed in the same spot and it popped.
Yikes.
Yeah, it was really bad. The basketball boys were in there, they probably heard me screaming and crying.
I bet it's pretty rough, but, so do you guys participate in any competitions as a high school team?
No.
You don't, but you do separately?
Yeah.
And how does that work?
A lot of the girls that are on our competition team don't even do high school cheer, like, they just do it as a separate thing. So, we practice on Mondays and Wednesdays, and we usually go to one competition, like, once a month. So, we've been to Albuquerque, and then we went to Lubbock, and then I think we're going to state in March, which is in Dallas. But we all just practice Monday and Wednesday, and sometimes Saturdays right before comp. And we even practice with the little ones, which is really fun, because there's a little team, which they're the Cubs. And then there's a middle-aged team, which is like elementary, and then the Jags. And then the Panthers is like 7th grade and up.
And so that's not a school-sanctioned club. It's like a club?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not through the school or anything.
Okay, so then do you guys have to fundraise and get all the stuff on your own? And
yeah.
How do you guys do that typically?
I think right now we're selling the football squares. We've done Krispy Kremes. They did a dodgeball tournament. And I think we did a car wash.
Okay, very good. Well, go ahead and stick around. We're going to be right here back with Brianna. Welcome back. I'm here with Brianna Flores, a CHS cheerleader and a senior. So I wanted to ask you what your favorite sport is to cheer for and why.
This year, probably my favorite sport to cheer for is basketball.
And why is that?
Because we win.
So that's where we're going. So because we win. Okay. Do you support any other teams that you don't cheer for? Do you go watch the games, or do you have to be cheering to actually go to the game?
Well, I mean, I'm at every game that, well.
In other words, baseball, softball.
Oh, yeah, I love to go watch baseball and softball. Yeah, I watch them play. But, like, volleyball, we have to be there and cheer for. Basketball, football. We even had to cheer for soccer games last year, so.
And soccer's a new thing? They don't typically have cheerleaders at soccer games.
We only had to do one game.
Okay, and why is that? Just kind of pump them up?
Was it a special occasion? Yeah, I think it was a district game or something like that.
What is your favorite game to cheer for? Favorite opponent? Like, would it be Artesia, Hobbs? Hobbs, why?
Okay. Was it my sophomore year? My sophomore year, we went to Hobbs, and they had this sign. This girl with pink hair, she looked like Strawberry Shortcake. She had this sign that said, "Your mascot's prettier than your cheerleaders."
Wow.
So when she was walking by us after the game ended, she was like flaunting the sign around. And I don't know why I got so much guts all of a sudden, but I snatched it out of her hand and I ripped it up. And she started like coming at me, and everybody had to like get in front of me.
Wow.
It was crazy. She followed us to Buffalo Wild Wings and to Domino's, and she came to the window at Domino's and said, "Send the little one out." But my coach made me sit down.
Wow. So this was out of town.
Yeah, it was in Hobbs.
Okay.
For
so
boys.
Then, so you were now in danger at
yeah,
this point.
Yeah, I was. Holy it was pretty smokes. Crazy.
Okay, wow. So there you go. There's a good reason to have a team that you like to cheer for.
Mm-hmm.
Or cheer against. Is there any funny stories? I mean, that's a funny, pretty funny story. That's an intense story. Do you have any funny stories?
My sophomore year for one of the football games, I think we were leaving Deming. And it was after the game, and we don't get to eat after the games. We just stop at a convenience store. So we saw the football boys loaded up with some pizza. So we're like, let's just steal one. They won't miss it. So Quay got it, and we got away with it, and we ate it. But then my junior year, when we were leaving an out-of-town game, we tried to do it again. But Amara went to go get it this time, and we got caught. So Amanda made us go put it back, and Amara had to put it back in front of all of the coaches, and she pretty much almost started crying. But I would have too, probably. It was kind of scary. All the coaches were just, like, dogging her.
Wow. So, did you feel like there was some unfair treatment there?
Yeah, we should have got some food too.
Well, it seems like your sophomore year has been one of your most detailed and most intense years, yeah?
Yeah.
And why is that? Is there a certain reason for it? Just happened to be like that?
I think the certain people on that team, they were crazy too. We had a lot of fun together. We were mostly like the same people, so we all had doing crazy stuff, daring each other to do all kinds of stuff.
Could you give us a short run on how the tryout process works to even start being a cheerleader?
You pick up the packet from the main office, and you had to fill it out with your parents' permission. You got to have a physical. And then on Monday through Wednesday, you go through a clinic. So it's from 4 to 6, and they teach you dances and cheers. And then on Thursday, they give you you have a number throughout the whole week, and then they go by like 1 through 60, and like 1 through 30 will be varsity, and like 30 through 60 will be trying out for JV.
Cool.
And you run in there, and you do your dance, your cheer, and you run out.
Do you ever have to do any auditions solo, or is it all always kind of together?
Yeah, well, Monday through Wednesday, you do it with everybody, and then on Thursday, you run in by yourself. You do it all by yourself. You do your cheer and your dance, your jumps, all by yourself.
Perfect. Okay, so before we get going, do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give out?
I'm going to give a shout-out to Reagan for coming here with me and being my support.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being on the show with us.
Thank you.